flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Dooby dooby
dooby doo. Let me ask you a question.
What is it?
So the question earlier was to guys, out of 1,000 women looking at you as you stand there before them, mm-hmm. how many would want to, you know.
Like snap judge, I would do that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what if what if it's reversed and it's 1,000 men are looking, and based on John's, you know, theory.
Yeah, guys will bang anything.
Yeah.
So 1,000 out of 1,000.
1,000 out of 1,000.
They'd all be like, yeah, I'll do that, girl.
Okay.
Yeah. In their head, they'd be like, yeah, I could do that. I wouldn't necessarily, I might have a girlfriend or a wife.
No, it's
but
just
they think they look at any girl and they go, yeah, I could do that, girl.
So in theory, you clear the full percentage of guys in the survey.
I mean,
meanwhile,
obviously.
John, you never even said, well, how's John go? How does he do out there?
John is, you gotta know John.
Mm.
I feel like most dudes, most girls are like, I don't make that decision in the first 1 second, unless I just love your face.
Mm.
But
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree.
But
I was curious.
Dudes would be like, if you put up any picture of any girl and she's in a cute position or has, you know, I don't know, a nice shirt on or whatever, most guys would be like, I could. Yes, I could. Am I wrong? I could. I wouldn't, but I could.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to argue against that. You're right. I mean, I was thinking about it in terms of if you put any one of our partners up.
Right.
And, you know, yes, Christina, yeah. it would be unanimous.
1,000.
All of them want to do Christina.
Like, yeah, no, she's totally doable.
Yep.
That's what I think it is. It comes down to doability.
Yeah.
You know, guys will do anything. Girls are a little bit more discerning. Not much.
Maddie thinks he's clearing.
He's at 50%. I know. That was a very surprising number to hear. And for no reason. That has to do
and
with
I have
you
terrible self-esteem, which is, I'm confident in some respect.
I'm going to say you don't.
I guess I don't have as bad self-esteem as I think I do.
Now keep
I'm
your
really
head in the clouds, kid.
Yeah. I know, just stay where you are. It's that is where you
great.
Belong.
Yep.
Love lift us up where we belong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
No, it's good, Maddie. Don't get your hand off your head and don't step back. And like, yeah. No, it's
no.
Perfect.
I went in the bathroom and looked in the mirror. I'm like, who are you fooling? I did. I literally looked. I just went in the bathroom and looked in the mirror. I was like, you are not pulling.
Never. 50%. First of all, never look at workplace bathrooms. Just never do it. You think you're cute, and you walk in there, you go, oh, that's right, I'm not cute. I forgot about that. Every time I walk in here, the lighting's terrible. I look crappy. Don't do that. You're fine. Please.
You know, it's
not
funny.
Just 'cause I've known you
it's
all these
been
years.
20 something years since I've had a drink. And even then when I was drinking, it was not for social purposes at all.
Right.
But it's funny that back in the day when I was young and having fun with alcohol, I would be looking at people and they'd look so good. And then I'd walk into a bathroom as you talk about the lighting yeah. and be like, I am Like, and I was cute out there.
Yeah,
sure. I walk in here.
No, you feel sexy, feel sweaty, cute. Right.
Like, oh, my shirt button wrong. How did that end up happening? Like, what?
I've got taco sauce on my chest. Hair on my chest.
I am way better off not looking in the mirror. I
know. Never look in the mirror. If you're, the better you feel about yourself, the less you should look in the mirror, because it really just ruins everything. Never look in the mirror, I think, is the takeaway here. And believe that half the people will want to do you.
Changing my answer to 10.
No, just stop it.
No, roll with it, dude. You,
yeah. I loved that.
It
that's
took
what
my
you
head
said.
Clean off, but me I was too. Like, okay.
You know what? That's it's honestly, I think it speaks to like a guy who hasn't been rejected a lot. If you never get rejected, if you make a lot of take a lot of chances, ask a lot of girls out, they just shoot you down left and right. Like that has to just crush you. And so if you don't do it that often, or every time you do it, it works out for you, then you'd be like, yeah, half the time
I had
successful.
Good luck dating when I was dating. Yeah.
I'll say.
Anyway, next story.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. I know it is fun, but I.
Trash it up.
Oh, it's me? Oh, geez. I thought this was Vinny's break.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, because he started, you know why? Because he started with the question.
I just wanted to, I was just curious about the flip side of that.
Okay, so let's pretend that we're doing a show here. Here we go.
Okay.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock is back, you guys. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer. John is already like, how many tickets do you think we can get for that? Because, you know, everyone I know is hitting me up. Because it is a great lineup this year. And by lineup, I mean thousands of bands are playing at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It returns to Napa Valley, May 23rd through the 25th. If you have never been to Bottle Rock, this is the one. It's gorgeous. It's incredibly fun. They have all these different areas. It's just great. So here we go. This is how you can win a pair of pick your day tickets for Bottle Rock. Text the word Vineyard. It's spelled Vineyard. V-I-N-E-Y-A-R-D. But you're from Northern California. You know that that spells Vineyard. Text Vineyard to 20357. That's our contest line. 20357. Text Vineyard to 20357. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and a million more bands. This hour's code word is Vineyard. There's an E in there for those of you who can't spell. And I'm just really trying to help you. And by the way, do not text that to our regular text line. 20357. That's the contest line. And you'll get a bounce back saying you're entered. Okay. I'm going to tell you something about this next story we're doing. Maddie has been wanting to do this all day. I go, hey, take a look at this. See if this is anything. And he lost his mind in that room.
Oh,
we're in here in Studio 9. Studio 10 was going off.
Oh,
he goes over the cube to me. He says, you got to get in here and you got to see this. He loves this story. I'm not sure if it's because you love Miley Cyrus so much.
I do love Miley Cyrus.
So do you hate her dad? Like why are you enjoying this so much?
It's just bad. It was just, yeah.
So, well, the whole family is. It's a crazy, weird family.
It is a
like
weird
that
family.
Whole story about Noah having Miley's sister Noah having dated this guy for a while.
Who is, by the way, in his 50s, and she's like just a kid.
And then he ends up marrying Noah and Miley's mom.
Yes.
So Noah has done her stepdad.
Yes. Yep.
I realize we're at a time when, you know, we're anti-label. We don't want to be judgy. You should do whatever you want. Live,
you do you.
That to me feels weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you're going lightly. I think you think it feels wrong.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Uncomfortable and like, mom should have been like, you know what? You seem like a handsome young man or a guy my age doing my daughter. Either way. The answer is no, I'm not going to go out with you.
Yeah, because you've already been with my daughter.
My daughter.
So I can't really do it.
It's called Boundaries Homes.
Yeah, it is. So I want you to, this isn't about that side of the family. This is about the Billy Ray side of the family.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, he also has some stories out
there. He certainly does. You know, I'm not sure if Fire Rose Amberface or whatever her name was his downfall, or if that was just, that put him in the news and we noticed that he was falling. But he is an absolute train wreck. This was his performance at the Liberty Ball. This was part of President Trump's inauguration.
Oh, okay.
It's an absolute disaster. He was having.
Did he do achy breaky heart or what did he do?
Well, he did wind up doing it. I'm not sure what was going wrong or on with this thing, but can you find the picture? There's a picture of him, a close up. I mean, he absolutely looks like a derelict. He looks like a dude that they pulled off the street and stuck a cowboy hat on. Like, it's really.
Okay, I'll find that. But
you know, it's okay. Never mind. You can see. He's saying, no, all the equipment went to hell.
Didn't Carrie Underwood have the same problem?
This is at a stage at a different location.
There we go. Like,
yeah.
So there are two things.
Okay.
First of all, the first thing I'll play you is, this is him, like, doing Old Town Road. Equipment's working fine. Later on, he just decides he's going to do Achy Breaky Heart and didn't tell anybody. I guess the text and the guitar never could work, and he tried to sing it a cappella, and you'll hear it too. So.
Okay. Yeah, so, play me what you got. Walk us through this, would you? I'm not sure exactly what you grabbed, but he was saying, nothing worked, the monitors didn't work, my microphone didn't work.
Well, here you go.
That's him whistling. So first you're like, okay.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse, Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road.
There.
I'm
gonna ride till I can't no
more. This goes on for a while.
I'm gonna take
my he does that.
For a long while. Long, long while. And by the way, that whistling intro thing. The whistling intro thing went on minutes on end. All right. So next up we have
his achy breaky heart.
Now are you going to show me where he decided he was doing it? Because something was going wrong and he couldn't make his guitar work after this.
So he couldn't get his guitar to work.
Check. Is anybody awake?
He's trying to get somebody to fix his guitar. So I felt bad for him there.
Hear it. Do y'all hear this?
No.
Nope, we don't hear
it's
it.
It's not playing. Try the volume knob.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone.
This is his biggest song.
Or you can tell your friend just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. There you go. You can tell my...
Okay, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Well, that's too bad.
It is. Let's throw that up because honestly, without the visual of this guy who just looks like a derelict, it's just not the same. You have to see it. And there's there's weird video that he was like talking to, like Chris Rock's on there and he's turning around talking to Chris Rock. And
when you hear it without the visual, it's awful.
Mm.
Like not, that's like, we got to take that off the radio. It's not listenable.
Mm.
He's not.
Right.
And I don't
not all there. So it's so bad. People are like, is this guy okay?
Well, that maybe is a valid question.
Says, no, it's the equipment. I'm okay. I have a achy breaky heart. What? Sorry about it. He says, I had a ball at the Liberty Ball last night.
Did he?
I haven't learned. This is his quote. This is audio that we exclusively got. I've learned through all these years when the producer says, you're on, and you go, you're on. You entertain the folks, even if the equipment goes to hell. I was there for the people, and they had a blast. Except it's kind of hard to find anybody who's like, yeah, no, that was a blast. Let's see if we can find some online. Here's some online reactions. See if anybody's like, yeah, no, it was great. Sad to see Billy so messed up at the Liberty Ball. This is an epic disaster. Watching Billy Ray Cyrus was heartbreaking. Billy Ray's performance is cringeworthy, legitimately concerning. So there you go. That's the reviews are in.
Oh, it doesn't sound as good. Do we know? Does he have a drink and drug problem? Is that what's going on here?
Well, I don't know that. I am going to say yes.
Okay.
That's just a guess. And maybe it's just a bad night. But I have seen him with that fire rose chick. Those are the last few photos I saw. And he looked completely out of it in all those photos.
Well, and one of the things that always worries me is when someone appears to be hiding in plain sight. Like he's got a million scarfs on. And his hair is pulled like as far over as
only his nose, is. Right? It is parted, but it's covering his eyes completely.
It doesn't appear to be a person who's, you know, living happily in front of the masses.
Right.
I don't know where he's at now, but he did. So he obviously is an alcoholic. He quit drinking.
Oh, okay.
And quit doing drugs.
I didn't know that.
He announced that 2 years ago.
Oh,
but relapses happen. I don't know. I don't want to say he had a relapse or we don't know what his condition was. It's safe to say that
that seemed relapsy. I mean, I don't want to like point fingers, but I can't get this one unpointed.
As someone who's had a few, I would agree.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
And that is all. That's the one we wanted to get to. Oh, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Just real quick. There's a countdown on Lady Gaga's social media. And it looks like it's not a release, but it is the details about a new album.
Okay.
Apparently. I want to say we're around 5 days now. I don't have the live countdown in front of me, but it's all over the place. And so if you are a little monster,
she's very lucky she has a successful music career to wash that Joker stink right off of her.
I know. She didn't even have to think about the Joker stink. Like Joaquin, he has to think about it.
All day.
Not that he isn't a successful actor, but that's, you know, what have you done lately?
The last thing we saw.
Right. Exactly. Maybe some people saw Napoleon after that. Maybe they were like, oh, I rinsed my mouth out on Napoleon. Mm. Go back and watch Signs, you guys. You know, that's a good one. Swing away. What's going up in the news, Vin?
Venmo, not PayPal? After these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about today on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day, Alice and Odyssey. Have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now.
Oh, that's easy.
Wait.
Are you downloading it right now?
No, I was just like, well, I hope they are.
I was just giving them time.
What is that finger thing you do where you...
Drumming your fingers.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Drumming. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Please, just get the app.
Please.
ASAP. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone will win $5,000 every single day, and all you have to do is just listen to Alice on Odyssey.
Let it be you.
Mm-hmm. So I am someone that uses PayPal whenever it's available.
Yes, me too.
I don't have Venmo.
Oh, I have Venmo.
So
you
have
to. Some people.
I know.
That's all they have.
Well, that's the problem. Oh, you right. find yourself going, well, I don't want a bunch of stuff.
I'm still trying
I just
to
want
not get
Zelle,
but, you know, I'm sure I'll get that at some point, too.
Cash App, too.
Oh, yeah, I have a Cash App.
Cash App?
Yeah, it's just like Are you talking about, you're just talking about Apple Cash, right?
No, no, no. There's an app called Cash App. I have to use that for some people.
I don't have that.
Oh.
I just use Apple Cash.
No, I'm just PayPal. But then when I'm selling something and they go, I've got Venmo. You got Venmo? I'm like, no, but you can send it to my wife.
Oh.
And so then I send it to her and she gets whatever I was going to get.
Right.
And then I never see a penny of it.
Right. It is sort of funny how everybody's got their own Venmo and PayPal accounts and you're just like, okay, well, goodbye, money.
I thought at some point PayPal would be so widely accepted that you'd even be able to pay for things at storefronts with PayPal. I realize that...
I'm sure there probably are places, but yeah, I don't...
Very few, right. Because I've certainly thought, I've got cash on my PayPal.
Yeah, I can use that. Sold,
I'll use that, and then right. Everyone looks at you like, what? No.
I think that if you can tap your phone, you can select that as a payment option. I'm not sure, though.
Anyway, the promise of PayPal and Venmo seemed to be like through the roof, and it seems to have hit a brick wall. I don't know why. But here's a new announcement. JetBlue announces they're going to be accepting Venmo now.
Oh.
I don't know if that's something that's exciting to people or not, but to me, it feels like, why isn't everybody accepting that?
Yeah. Or at least one of them, you know.
You can pay for your next flight the same way you'd pay that friend back for the pizza you had last week. JetBlue is now accepting Venmo. Their press release says, just Venmo us. Obviously, you'd need to first pick out your flights and
just
things.
Don't send them money right? randomly. Yeah.
You have to go through the motions, choose your flight. Then there's a new option to pay using your Venmo balance. Mm. They say they hope to attract more customers, presumably younger ones. Adding Venmo offers a seamless payment option for customers who enjoy the ease and convenience of the Venmo platform.
So it is easy because I like to pay, and that's what I like about PayPal is that I assume that my stuff is secret still. My privacy is maintained. I don't have to hand enter everything. It autofills the whole thing. It goes to PayPal. PayPal is the only one I have to trust with those numbers.
I love it.
Yeah,
I wish it were more widely used, and it's just not.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they have to do if they need to get a new CEO who's like...
A good one.
Come
on. Let's get a good CEO in there.
Why haven't we like figured out how to make this just completely, you know, internationally universal?
Right.
Durr.
George.
Anyway. JetBlue, everyone. Now you can use your Venmo.
John loves JetBlue. Whenever he can book a JetBlue flight, he always gets us that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he loves it. I have no preference. It's fine. It's all fine.
I've never worked a drive-through window.
Oh.
But this would suck.
Okay.
On the morning of Friday, January 10th, police in Alabama were called to a Starbucks. Someone's pet monkey had jumped from its owner's car into the drive-through window and started attacking an employee.
Oh.
And there you are, like working the window, handing coffee to people. Like that's your gig. You're not supposed to have to know how to
wrangle an angry monkey. A monkey. So like a little monkey, like one of those little, you know, like the friend's monkey, Marcel.
They say the primate was an Aotus night monkey. They have big eyes and appear earless.
Aotus?
Let me see if I can, I have a picture here. I'll try and show it to you. Oh, there's the guy. Big eyes, almost looks like, is that a lemur? Lemur.
It does look like a lemur. It's really cute. It's freaky looking.
It has
O-T-I-S, night monkey?
They have very real fingers.
Aotus.
Like, look at the fingers.
It's honestly, so it's A-O-T-U-S. They have gigantic eyes. They have like a little, like a scary human alien face. No ears, but kind of fluffy around there.
This is the photo. Can you see what else is a visible in the photo there?
A cig hanging out of that lady's mouth. Maybe the monkey was like, please save me from this lady.
The lady with a grit as she orders her coffee right before her monkey jumps out of the car and into the drive-thru.
The teeth in its mouth are very human as well as the hands. It's super freaky. Look at the picture on the bottom there. It's just like, The little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord. These things are super scary. And by the way, you're right. It says Aotus Lemurinus.
Oh!
So Lemurinus.
It looks very
It does have
like
a lemur,
that.
Is it? But mm-hmm. That is a freaky looking monkey.
The employee
it's
says.
It's like an owl monkey. Like those, you know those barn owls that have the freaky faces like mm-hmm. that? It's like, ah! That's a freaky monkey.
The employee says she's never interacted with this female customer before. She said that as soon as the woman lowered her window, the monkey leapt out of the car, through the window, and started gnawing on her hand. Then it climbed up her arm and started biting her ear.
Oh, geez.
The attack ended when another employee grabbed the monkey and threw it back out the window.
Oh, did it land on the cigarette?
The monkey went into the woman's vehicle and she drove away.
Oh.
The monkey's owner did not come inside to the store to check on the employee. But
she
wouldn't leave
monkey.
Her name or information. The employee was taken to the hospital where she got multiple stitches and vaccinations.
Oh my God.
And her ear was in rough shape, but they say she'll be okay. Police identified the monkey's owner as Tammy Gardner.
Oh.
She refused to comment to the media, saying that she didn't want to put her pet at risk. I wonder if that means it's illegal.
Yeah, that could be it.
I mean, it also attacked someone, so there's that.
Freaky looking. They're also, I'm seeing where they're also called owl monkeys. They have that. Are those barn owls?
Barn owls, yeah.
They have the like alien looking face. Yeah.
Well, all owls kind of have an alien looking face.
Not really.
Tammy's now going to be looking at charges, and also they're going to be looking into her, and animal services will likely be by to collect her.
Yeah, where'd you get your monkey, lady?
Her monkeys.
I don't know about you guys, but I've never come across like a place where you could buy a monkey.
No.
I feel like those are highly regulated.
You know, I love dogs. I love them.
Yes.
I absolutely love them. But even a dog is a lot of work. And you need to know that going in. And if you get a dog and you think it's just going to be all fun and games, you will 2 years down the road find yourself going,
bandana around its neck.
Oh my God, here I am picking up my millionth pile of poop. Mm. Here I am walking the dog at night because I was busy all day. And instead of getting right into bed, I have to walk the dog. Like it's
pouring out.
You have to effort this stuff, yep. These animals. And I am not interested.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around like people that have pet monkeys?
No. I don't know anybody with a monkey.
Absolutely terrifying to me because you just don't know what they're going to do. You know, well, one minute they're like, oh, they look cute. Next minute they're jumping on you. And
I'm not into it. I'm not into any of that though.
If I had lice though, I'd be like, can you come over here and pick that out of my hair? Thanks. They're really good at grooming.
Where's the drum hit?
Oh, well, sorry.
I'm not kidding. Like, no, put your monkey on my head. Let's get these and pick my nits.
What?
Yes, they do.
I know.
Pick the nits.
Yeah. Copycat customer wins $200,000 in lottery prize in South Carolina. This is one of those things, you know, like any kind of gambling is superstitious.
Yes.
And a 100%. South Carolina woman was behind another customer mm-hmm. at a convenience store when they ordered this $5 lottery ticket. And so she said, I'll take five of what he's having.
Oh.
So she ordered five lottery tickets that same person before her had ordered.
And she literally said, this guy made me think of it.
I will take five of what that guy just bought.
All right.
And she hit for $200,000.
Do you know if it was on the first ticket or the fifth ticket?
It doesn't say if it was on the first or the fifth. It just says she went with exactly what the other customer had just spent $5 on. And then it says she headed home to watch the football game. And as she scratched the tickets off at halftime, ended up abandoning the game when she revealed a $200,000 prize. Oh, no, it was the last ticket.
Oh, my God.
I thought this can't be real. I didn't watch the rest of the game because I'm going to the kitchen to look at this ticket.
Well, you can't. If you just won $200,000, you would not be able to put that thing down. You'd be like, am I holding it too long? Am I going to rub everything off of it? Like, how am I going to ruin this? What way will I ruin this lottery
win? I've been really interested in scratchers because I hear people win. I see these stories all the time. I know you like to do them. They'd seem fun. In fact, you gave me one for Christmas. And then later you said, you didn't even finish scratching it off.
I know. I was like, I scratched off your bonus spots for you.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. That's part of the problem. Yeah.
Just basically scratch everything off except for the serial number.
I thought you always had to scratch like and match numbers without revealing all of them.
No, you just do them all.
You just do them all. Okay.
Basically. I'll help you the first few times. I'll help you with
all
that.
All right.
It can be nerve-wracking. Like, what do I do?
Yeah, they're super complicated.
Yeah, no. Really, really complicated. So I'll help you.
Okay, you two. Enough already.
No, he's not kidding, and neither am I. We'll help you.
No, you both are.
I won't. Okay. You know what? 50% of women.
Our text number, okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. PayPal owns Venmo.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, I know.
There's still different platforms, though, and you have to set everything to private on Venmo. I don't want to be a part of a social media thing where I'm paying people for car parking or something. I just don't want that.
PayPal charges merchants the full credit card processing fee, while merchants can often get lower fees from other transaction processors. I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Sounds very complicated to me.
Sarah, man or monkey?
Well, monkey, obviously. You think I'm crazy?
By the way, I saw this video and it was something, I don't know where it came from, but it was a bear rush, like full mad and rushing the camera person.
Oh, God.
And I thought, that is the scariest, maybe the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bears are just terrifying, aren't they?
When they're, yes. Yes, they are.
Because they're like a big rabid dog.
Yeah.
That weighs like 10 big rabid dogs coming at you at once.
Yeah.
Huge teeth, spit. They smell bad. They got mange.
And you're still going to choose the bear over Frank, some guy named Bill.
Let me put it this way. I would like to have a look at Frank or Bill.
All right.
First. But, I mean, if I get any creep factor, I'm going to be like, just kill me, bear. Just come get me. Maybe I can befriend the bear. Like, I feel like, you know, hey, bear. How's it going?
Winkety wink, wink. Yeah.
I see you're out here in the woods by yourself. You want your belly scratched? Come on, roll over. Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? Does it feel good? Are you a good little bear? Oh.
All right.
Oh, tickle, tickle, tickle.
All right.
See,
you
I just charmed the pants off the bear, as 50% of the women would do.
Oh. All right, game me, you two.
All right, nerds.
Okay. Oh, it's nerd time. Yay!
Yes, we're going to nerd out for the Star Wars quiz.
All right.
Yes. It's a Star Wars quiz. Some of these are hard. Some of these are easy in my book, but we'll see. We'll start with Vinny Vincenzo.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny Vincenzo.
Who trained Count Dooku as a Jedi before he turned to the dark side? Was it Yoda, Mace Windu, or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Mace Windu.
I agree with that.
You're both wrong. It's Yoda.
Yoda, really? Yeah.
Yoda trained a lot of people that went to the dark side. Right. I don't know about that.
Well, they got so sick of that guy.
All right, Sarah, what does AT-AT stand for? You know the AT-ATs from, you know, the Empire Strikes Back.
Are you talking about the little sand people?
No, AT-ATs. They're the big machinies. They were based on the cranes in Oakland. You know how the cranes look? They look like that? Yeah. That's what
you're telling me those
on.
Things are called AT-ATs?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what the question is now.
So what does it stand for?
Is it all terrain?
Hold on, I'm giving you three.
Oh, boy. Fantastic. All right, take
Hold
it
on.
Easy.
You know how it works here. All-terrain armored transport, assault-terrain advanced transport, or all-terrain attack tank?
I'm going to say it's attack tank.
A, Bob. A.
You are correct, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
All-terrain armored transport.
Armored transport.
I don't know any of this stuff. Yeah. So I'm definitely not on the nerd.
This one's easy.
Spectrum.
Vinny, I think you have to go first.
Okay, fine.
What color is Darth Vader's lightsaber? Blue, red, or purple?
Darth is red.
Agreed.
You both are correct. It is red. All right. What is the name of the bar where Luke and Obi-Wan Kenobi meet Han Solo in
name?
A new...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's got a hot Kenobi.
Oh,
Kenobi.
Boy.
Hey. Lots of Kenobi.
Oh, by the way, someone wrote in and said, you guys are terrible about Star Wars, but Sarah was correct. In the Obi-Ben series Obi-Wan, that I watched, whatever that was called, there is a little girl in there, and that's Leia.
That's Little Leia.
That's Little Leia.
And that's the...
That's what someone wrote in. I don't know that to be true.
Because I think that's the home planet that gets blown up in the first scene of the, you know, The Force Awakens.
I want to say I watched that series during the pandemic.
Ah.
Like that came out and that was one of the things where, here we are.
Guess I'll watch this.
In front of the TV again.
Right. Okay. So what's the
So what's the name of the bar where Luke and Obi-Wan meet Han Solo in A New Hope? Is it the Womp Rat Inn, Chalmun's Cantina, or Jabba's Cantina?
Is this me? Chalmun's Cantina.
Yeah, B, Bob.
That's correct. Chalmun's Cantina. All right. What is the name of Boba Fett's ship before it was renamed? Is it Firespray 31, Slave 1, or Razorcrest?
I think you're first.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's you, Sarah.
Didn't I just go first in the last? Yes, I did because he agreed with me. He has to go first.
Okay, so which one is it?
Slave 1.
Razorcraft.
Slave 1 is correct. Razorcrest is the Mandalorians.
By the way, I'm winning this time, just so you know.
You are winning.
Okay.
Unless I get this next one right, it's worth 5 points.
what is the name of the Star Wars holiday celebrated by Wookiees? Is it Life Day, Unity Day, or Tree Day?
I'll go Life Day.
Please let it be Tree Day.
I'm sorry, it is Life Day.
Oh. All right.
Is that a tie?
No, it's 4-3. Vinny wins.
Vinny wins.
Oh, is that the end? Really the end?
That's the end.
Great. That's over with. Good job, Vinny. You are the people's champion.
Let me turn it back. Whoops, hold on a second, everybody. I got too many things going on at once over here.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a mess this is.
Agreed. What is happening
all
over
right,
there?
Let's go to a meeting,
like,
everybody.
The hands are
we have a meeting to go to. Right. You guys have a great one. Oh, boy.
And the kissing and the happiness.
Oh, this day is over.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win your $5,000. And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock passes. We've got a pair at 12:05. And again today with Janie at 5:05.
Thank you, my friends.
See you tomorrow.